After nearly 30 years without a significant oil spill in Alaska's waters, it's tempting to think that we can relax our vigilance, but we cannot. At no time since the Exxon Valdez has there been so many pressures on the oil spill prevention and response. In October, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation announced its plans to streamline oil spill regulations to show that Alaska is open for business. Now, we hope that means all business, from subsistence, food security, to commercial fisheries and tourism. Clean waters and coasts are vital to the state and the economy. This announcement understandably caught the attention of many Alaskans like myself who experienced the devastating effects of the 1989 spill. Since the council's inception, we have worked together with the state and the oil industry to be national leaders in spill response planning. We support Alaska's current regulations, so I appreciated Tim Bradner's recent piece in the Anchorage Daily News endorsing strong regulatory oversight as the social license for economic development in Alaska. Unfortunately, the governor's proposed budget eliminates 7 positions in the Spill Prevention and Response Division, which raises doubts about the DEC's ability to prevent spills and conduct effective response and regulatory oversight. To his credit, the DEC commissioner assured us in December that he would not weaken Alaska's laws. We intend to hold him to that promise, but the commissioner is still of the opinion that regulations amount to red tape, cost too much, and stymie growth. These simply aren't good enough reasons to risk tearing apart our protective oil spill prevention and response system. The Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council supports regulatory changes that would improve Alaska's spill response capability. We also support funding for DEC to effectively prevent and respond to oil spills, but we will vigorously oppose any changes that weaken existing protective laws. The state is accepting comments on Alaska's oil spill prevention regulations until March 16th. Now, here's what you and the general public can do. Tell the state powers that be that any attempts to weaken or dismantle Alaska's oil spill prevention and response system are just unacceptable. I'm John Williams, president of the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, Board of Directors.